It was on a dreary night of November that I beheld the accomplishment of my toils. With an anxiety that almost amounted to agony, I collected the instruments of life around me, that I might infuse a spark of being into the lifeless thing that lay at my feet. I saw the dull yellow eye of the creature open. It breathed hard, and a convulsive motion agitated its limbs.
Sammy the Sloth woke up one morning and was hungry for some leaves, so he climbed the closest tree to grab his leafy breakfast. When Sammy went up the tree, he saw the leaves higher up looked even more yummy. "Maybe if I climb to the top, I'll find the best tasting leaf," he said. So Sammy started climbing higher and higher.
"Well, what dost thou think then of seeing the world? Do you wish to go round Cape Horn to see any more of it, eh? Can't you see the world where you stand?"
I was a little staggered, but go a whaling I must, and I would. And the Pequod was as good a ship as any. I thought the best, and all this I now repeated to Peleg. Seeing me so determined, he expressed his willingness to ship me.
"For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him."